T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Carolina's Classic Rock 101.1. Looking forward to this gig for a long time coming to town. Simpsonville this Sunday at Heritage Park Amphitheater. The weather's going to be outstanding. And got a guy that you know very well from this town. You see him here with Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's Joel Hoekstra coming in with Whitesnake. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, bro? Thanks for having me on.
I tell you, man, having you back in town, I got to say, this is the first time that I've been down here in South Carolina for 15 years, and I believe this is the first time Whitesnake has hit here in 15 years, and you're with him. How cool is that, man?
That's pretty awesome. I'm proud to be a part of it.
Well, you got a new album, the new Whitesnake album. The last one was the Purple Tour, the live album. And you were on tour with them last year. Also, you did some work with TSO when you came through here. And then you're out this year with Foreigner, who you've worked with before, and the Jason Bonham Experience. This is a pretty damn good triple bill.
Yeah, I mean, that's three great catalogs of music you get to hear, right? You hear the Led Zeppelin stuff from Jason Bonham to start the night, and then the great Whitesnake catalog from us, and then Foreigner's got all those great songs. So it really is a night where you can legitimately know every song. If you're that kind of classic rock fan that wants to come out and have a good time and sing along, it's your night.
Well, you got Mick Jones with Foreigner, and that band is just legendary with some of the work that they've done. And then your time with them. And is there anybody you haven't really played with?
Well, I mean, that was just a short period of time, you know. I mean, when Mick was ill, and I filled in and helped out. But, you know, hey, man, it was an honor to work with those guys and to fill Mick's shoes for a little bit. You know, they're a bunch of wonderful guys, good friends. It's like that backstage with all the bands on this tour, man. We're all just good friends, and it really has been an incredible run so far. We hope it continues.
And, of course, the incomparable David Coverdale is just probably one of the nicest guys in the business. And, you know, you're standing next to him when you're playing, and are you just blown away by his voice like we are?
Yeah, I mean, David's been an inspiration for me in my 4 years in the band. Somebody to learn from and continue to just pick things from. You know, as my career has been a long line of working with guys who were heroes of mine when I was a kid, you know, it's pretty amazing. There was a moment this past year where it was David's birthday, and it was really just me and David's wife and Red Beach at the birthday dinner. And I thought, you know, if you would have told me this was going to happen when I was a teenager, I would have said game over, man. That's like, you know, I've done it, you know, so it's great, man. It's a wonderful thing to be working with David or for David and having a good time.
And plus his stuff out in Tahoe is a mainstay in Incline Village and of course at the old granny's house in Reno where they used to record, and the new place where you do a lot of the recording for Whitesnake stuff, that's got to be just a nice vibe to it.
It is. There's a band house out there in Reno that we call Hook City. That's basically a beautiful suburban home that's essentially been gutted, and it's just, you know, a studio and bedrooms, and it's a home for the band, basically. So it's pretty funny, you know. You think of the neighbors, if they ever open the door, they get a surprise of their lives, you know. Because it looks like it would just be a nice, you know, Brady Bunch family living in there.
Yeah, last time I talked to David, he just had breakfast with the local sheriff. And I said, is that just making sure that you can keep the noise down if you have loud parties? He goes, well, you know, we have to take care of ourselves when we need to.
Yeah, smart move.
So what's life on the road like with David these days? You know, back in the 80s, it used to be massive access. But, you know, these days, everybody's just staying healthy and doing well. And one thing that you've always done when you've ever been on the road with, doesn't matter who you are out with, you always put something up on social media. Like 4th of July, you put something up that we shared on our Facebook page that was a nice little tribute to America. And we appreciate that.
Oh, thanks, man. That was very off the cuff. You know, I just thought, why don't I'll lay down a version of the Star Spangled Banner. And I thought, okay, yeah, that'll be easy. And
I came up with it real quick, and I think I had had maybe two takes of it, and I had Tommy Aldridge next to me in the dressing room, and I could sense you shouldn't do a third or fourth take. I think Tommy's heard the national anthem enough already, you know, because I I'm the type of guy that probably would have sat there and done 100 takes till I had something really elaborate, but I went with plain and simple on that one, and but thank you, man. Thank you for noticing that. And, hey, man, I do love this country. I'm, very proud to live in the United States. And, for as much criticism as we take lately, it's a wonderful country. I think we do an awful lot to help out other countries as well. So, come on, we can't be all bad, right?
Exactly, man, and especially when you do fly around this great country, you do take pictures everywhere you go. And then you get Tommy Aldridge, you're talking about him. There's a legendary dude, been with David for eons.
Yeah, man, T.A.'s a legend himself. You got it right. And, you know, Rhett Beach has also sold millions of albums. And
oh, my God, yeah.
His time with Ozzy, of course, back in the heyday, Black Oak, Arkansas, and really the heyday of Whitesnake, too. Tommy was the drummer for all the hugeness of the 80s and all the excess of it. it's cool, man. You know, these guys are the veterans, and then we got, guys like myself and Michele from Italy, our keyboard player, who are a little newer to the band, and just kind of bring the enthusiasm and the wide-eyed excitedness of the whole thing. So, it's a cool mix of guys. We all get along great, and it's lots of laughs, man. It's the funniest band I've ever been a part of. I mean, all we do is laugh on the band bus. It's ridiculous. Every night, usually at some point, there's one of those laughs that continues on where, you're 20, 30 seconds of just laughing over something, and it's a good bunch of dudes.
Well, I'm sure, between Aldridge and David, there's some stories that are just mind-blowing, and you're just like going, my God, how in the hell are you still alive?
Yeah, David, man, it's, because David loves to be just one of the guys and laugh and have a good time. So, he'll have you in that mode, and then all of a sudden, a minute later, he's telling you something about working with Jimmy Page or Richie Blackmore or something. Yeah. And that's always real, like, oh yeah, that's right. Wait a minute. Like, that's crazy,
That's one of those albums, and you just reminded me about it. It was the Coverdale Page album, and it's just some of the riffs on there. You being a hell of a guitar player, your damn self with some great solo stuff, and the last solo one was 13, which is, you got to get it. Is you hear some of the riffs from Jimmy Page, and then having Jason Bonham on tour with you, that's just got to be a kind of a cool deal too.
It is, man. Jason's a really nice guy, and he's assembled the best Led Zeppelin band I've ever heard in my life. I mean, it's crazy. The singer just does a ridiculous job with sounding exactly like Robert Plant,
yeah.
And the guitar players just. He's amazing. I mean, he sounds exactly like Jimmy Page. It's really, really cool.
Well, if you're gonna be a Zeppelin tribute band and you've got some lineage like Jason does, for God's sakes, and he beats the hell out of the drums just as hard as his dad did.
He does. I mean, he's a great drummer. I got nothing but respect for him, And as you said, some of the I filled in for Mick. Well, Jason had a period in Foreigner, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Our bass player, Michael Devin, Whitesnake's bass player, has actually toured with Jason Bonham on off years. So we got some guys. Chris Fraser, who plays drums for Foreigner, has actually toured with Whitesnake in the past. So, we have some substitutes built in if anybody, faints in this hot, humid air. We got guys that can hop out there and do the job. So.
I tell you, every time you guys check into a hotel and they see all three of your bands come in, everybody at the hotel room, at the hotel place, is just going to go, oh, hell.
Well, that's pretty much the life of a touring rock musician, period. lots of strange looks. Lots of strange looks, my friend.
Well, another thing that we're doing this weekend, we're giving away tickets to, because we're doing an all-80s weekend, and we're giving away tickets to Rock of Ages, which is coming to Spartanburg in a few weeks. And you have a lot of history with that production on Broadway.
Yeah, I was the guitar player for basically its entire run in New York. So it came in. They put up a small run of it in L.A. and a really tiny run of it in Vegas for like a week. And then they decided to kind of bring it to New York and have a crack at taking it to Broadway. So that we started off Broadway, ran for a few months, and it was evident that they were going to give it a go. you know, had enough money behind it and everything, and brought it to Broadway, and we ran 6 years there. So, I mean, I played that show for over 6 years. So pretty amazing. Thankfully, during that time, I could sub out and tour with Night Ranger, who I was with at the time, and Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and so that kept me going. I was able to keep my career going, but essentially have a gig every day for 6 years. So pretty amazing experience for me.
Well, you know, Ed, you're talking about all the time that you work. When was the last time you actually took time for yourself and took a vacation? Do you get a chance to do that?
It happens, man. It happens on the gigs I've been doing. I mean, this is not too bad out here. We're basically doing four shows a week. So, you know, maybe five on some of the weeks, but you get 2-3 days off a week. And in all honesty, though, I do spend it working.
Yeah.
I usually be in the room, like, trying to get some other music done or something for somebody playing somebody's, record or something. And so I like to stay busy. That's the only way you can do it these days, man. You know, you got to just kind of show it the proper respect that it's a job. You know, a lot of people think it's, you know, you get a career in music, the party's on, and
yeah,
that's usually when your career will die right there. It's the moment you treat it like that. So,
well, these days, man, you can't, especially with the tour and the grueling time on stage. A lot of people think that, oh, you don't need to be in shape. My ass, you need to be in shape when you're on stage, because you're doing a lot of moving around. And let alone going from town to town, and the days of excess are just, you know, like you just said, you're going to die.
Yeah, I mean, as the years go by, man, you definitely need to take care of yourself. There's no question.
Right.
And, you know, the true test for me with that is always Trans-Siberian Orchestra, because we do 8 shows a week. You got all those 2-show days. And, the signing line to that we do with that, and at the beginning of the day, a sound check. I mean, you're basically going all the way from 11 a.m. till about 10 p.m. and 2.5-hour shows that you're on stage. So by the time you're done with those days, I mean, you do 3 of those in a row, man, you feel like your feet are bricks. That's pretty much when you know whether or not you're taking care of yourself or not, right there.
Well, I tell you, your last solo album, you're talking about Trans-Siberian Orchestra, your last solo album, 13, which is outstanding. You got to get it. You can get it at joelhoekstra.com. You got a couple of guys in there from Trans-Siberian Orchestra and 2 legendary names, Vinnie Appice and Tony Franklin.
Yeah, thanks so much, man. Yeah, Russell Allen, who is a Trans-Siberian Orchestra bandmate of mine, sang
great guy
on it, and Jeff Scott Soto, who actually tours with Trans-Siberian Orchestra as well. So those two great singers, and Vinnie Appice and Tony Franklin, and then Derek Sherinian played keyboards on it. So basically just my favorite guys in classic rock, and they helped me out with vocal songs that I had written, and I want to do it with like the best singers in rock, in my opinion, you know, nowadays. It's not a decision I regret. I'm proud of the album. It was a lot of fun to make, and looking forward to more musical endeavors like that in the future.
Well, I tell you, we are looking forward to seeing you back in town in Greenville, South Carolina, Simpsonville, Heritage Park Amphitheater, along with Jason Bonham, you guys with Whitesnake. And if you've never seen Whitesnake before, man, it's one hell of a kick-ass show. David's voice sounds exactly the same. And of course, as you know, he's had a lot of trials and tribulations with his voice through that one period. But his voice is stronger than ever, and if you get a chance, the weather's going to be perfect. It's an outdoor venue. Go see these guys. And, of course, Foreigner, you know very well. You've seen him here in town quite a bit. But, Joel, I appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule. And, dude, it's going to be great to see you again, and also great to see you play with Whitesnake. And I got to ask you, what is your favorite Whitesnake tune to play?
I'm just lucky to play any of them, man. I don't even go there.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm happy to be a part of it. And man, we can't wait to rock you guys. Hope everybody comes on out, and we promise you the best night of rock you've heard in quite some time.
Dude, looking forward to it. The Jukebox Hero Tour with Foreigner, Whitesnake, and Jason Bonham, and the Led Zeppelin evening opening up for the show. If you're a Zeppelin fan, it doesn't get any better than this, besides seeing Page and Plant on the stage. But Joel, appreciate it, pal, and look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Kick ass. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.